DW.
Something you never thought you would hear. Freddie Mercury singing in Korean. No, the late music star didn't keep that a secret during his lifetime. Instead, it is a wonder of technology. With the help of artificial intelligence, the voice of the former Queen singer was recreated, says Lee Joo-hyeon of Speech Synthesis, a company that specializes in copying voices.
Our AI technology does not copy original songs. A simple example is Freddie Mercury. He never sang in Korean, so we don't have a template. But we managed to imitate his voice without the source.
He reveals only so much about the details of how this works.
We found out that AI also needs to practice before it can sing.
A South Korean TV station has now enraptured an entire fan base with another singer. This is popular South Korean folk rock singer Kim Kwang-seok. There are many images that show him sitting in a chair with harmonica around his neck and holding a guitar. When Kim took his own life in 1996, aged only 31, at the height of his success, his fans were devastated. But now he is back, and not only with his old songs, but even with a new one. Thanks to artificial intelligence, the system can mimic the tone of Kim's voice in his own style, so that the new song sounds like the ones he used to perform, sitting on his chair back then. It is the work of the IT company Supertone, a new startup. CEO Choi Hido explains on Korean TV.
The AI technology reads printed words and develops speech from them. It sounded very unnatural at first. AI is a bit like a child. If it practices a song a million times, it will eventually be able to sing it. And so AI can then imitate the singer's voice in all its facets.
Originally, the late singer Kim was supposed to compete against a human singer on a TV show. But now it has become a duet. One fan was thrilled.
His voice conveys so much emotion. When I feel lonely, his songs sound lonely to me. When I'm happy, they sound happy. His songs touch everyone.
But who owns the rights to a new song? And is it okay to just copy it? And is that even ethically justifiable? There are still many unanswered questions about that. The OECD plans to present a recommendation on the ethics of artificial intelligence this year. South Korea has guidelines, but they do not go far enough for many. There are calls for harsher penalties, partly because images of South Korean female celebrities are often misused for porn films. Artificial intelligence is both a curse and a blessing. It can both touch and scare people at the same time. On stage, you might have a real piano player, and next to him, a hologram, wearing a coat and jeans, standing and performing a song. On the show, another deceased singer is brought to life thanks to AI technology. The dead man's brother is sitting in the audience. He is moved to tears.
He was like a father to me, and always said, "While I'm alive, you won't know what kind of person I am. You won't know until I'm dead."
DW.